May 2, 1930, how the divine will always runs toward the creature to embrace her and make her happy, and it has the virtue of emptying her of all evils. The race of the I love you and the divine will. My abandonment in the divine fiat continues. Its light eclipses me, its powerful strength chains me, its beauty enraptures me, so much as to feel myself nailed, without being able to move from thinking of and looking at a will so holy. Its life knocks out mine, and I get lost in its immensity. But while my mind was wandering within the omnipotent fiat, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, and clasping me in his arms, told me, "My daughter, my divine will always runs as prime act of life toward the creature, and it runs to make her happy, to embrace her, to empty the weight of all human acts. In fact, everything that is not my will in the creature is hard, heavy and oppressing, and my will empties all that is human, and with its light breath, it renders all things light. Therefore, the sign that the soul lives in my divine will is that she feels happiness within herself, because my will is happiness by its own nature, nor can it give unhappiness to one who lives in it, because it does not possess it, nor does it want to or can change its nature. Therefore, one who lives in my fiat feels within herself the virtue bearer of happiness, and everything she does she feels a vein of happiness flowing, which renders every act, every pain and sacrifice light. This happiness carries with itself the emptying of all evils, and it fills the creature with invincible strength, in such a way that, with all truth, she can say, I can do anything, I can reach anything, because I feel transmuted into the divine will which has banished weaknesses, miseries, passions away from me. My very will, made happy by its happiness, wants to drink in large gulps its divine happiness, and does not want to have anything more to do with living but of divine will. Unhappinesses, bitternesses, weaknesses, passions, do not enter into my will, but remain outside of it. Its balsamic air sweetens and fortifies everything, and the more the soul lives in it and repeats her acts in my divine volition, the more degrees of happiness, of sanctity, of strength and divine beauty she acquires. And even in the very created things, she feels the happiness of her Creator that they bring to her. My divine will wants to make the creature who lives in it feel the nature of its happiness, and therefore it makes her happy in the light of the sun, in the air that she breathes, in the water that she drinks, in the food that she eats, in the flower that cheers her. In sum, in everything it makes one feel that it can give but happiness to the creature, therefore heaven is not far from her, but inside of her, wanting to make her happy in everything. Then, I continued my round in the creation, to follow the divine fiat in all created things, and everywhere I tried to place my usual I love you, to requite it for its such great love spread in the whole universe. But my mind wanted to interrupt my race of my continuous I love you by saying to me, but, is there in me the life of this I love you that I keep repeating always? But while I was thinking this, my sweet Jesus, clasping me to himself, told me, my daughter, you have forgotten that an I love you and my divine will has the virtue that, after it is said once, it never stops saying I love you, I love you. The I love you and my divine will is life, and, as life, it cannot cease to live, it must have its continuous act. My fiat does not know how to do finite acts, and everything that is done in it by the creature requires continuous life. And just as the breath, the heartbeat, the continuous motion are necessary in order to live, so do the acts done in my divine will, having their origin in it, change into life, and, as life, they acquire the continuation of the act itself, without ever ceasing. Therefore, your I love you is nothing other than the continuation of your first I love you. As life, it wants the nourishment in order to grow. The breath, the heartbeat, the motion, in order to live. And by your repeating your I love you, it feels the heartbeat, the breath, the motion, and it grows in the fullness of love, and it serves to multiply as many lives of love for as many I love you's single quote as you say. If you knew how beautiful it is to see all creation strewn with as many lives of love for as many I love you's single quote as you say. So, one I love you calls and demands with insistence another I love you. And this is why you feel a need, a necessity of love, to follow the race of your I love you. True good never remains isolated. More so in my divine will, since, it being life that has no beginning and no end, everything that is done in it is not subject either to ending or to being interrupted. Therefore, one I love you serves to maintain and call to life another I love you. These are steps of life of love that the creature takes in my own volition. Therefore, do not stop, and continue the race of your I love you to the one who so much loves you. Fiat.